Well, I think what's pretty clear is that all of you really wanted to be here today, okay? Because we closed the front entrance of the church off. You lost an hour of sleep last night, and I even heard it was raining outside. Anybody confirm that? I'm not sure. I think I heard that. I tell you, you all have the post office beat, hands down. Rain, sleet, snow, nothing compared to that. But I will say with that, I'm encouraged to see all of you this morning. Just in seeing all of you come in the midst of all that, you were encouraging me as you went by. Even while our umbrellas were breaking, you guys were encouraging us. But I did have a couple of announcements wanted to make to begin with. Speaking of the whole process of why we just drove in different and everything that's going on, we're just excited to watch how the Lord's been working in this and all that he's doing. And as a part of that, Mr. Bob has brought in the plans for not only the church grounds with what's been going on, but the building and what we desire to do with the building. And if you see straight ahead of me on that back table back there, the plans are laid out. So Mr. Bob, that's the same ones I saw the other day, right? So even if you want to see how the restrooms are laid out, you can see that. So some of you that may be waiting in line sometimes are going, are we getting, are they bigger? They're even bigger there. But take time, take a look at that if you'd like, take pictures of it. But we just are excited to watch the Lord work, and even more than walls and a roof going up, just how the Lord's been working in this body and all the different ones of you serving in different ways and encouraging those that are. It's really watching us as a family come together in this time, and that's the far greatest building that we can begin to see, isn't it? In addition, I wanted to mention with the traffic. If you've lived here for a little while and you've been through TPC week coming, you already know what I'm about to reference. If this is your first year, have fun. I'll talk to you next Sunday. Let me know how it went. But the traffic gets quite bad right in our area. We're very close to where that's at. And so both the men's Bible study on Wednesday morning as well as the ladies' Bible study on Thursday morning are canceled this week. Just to be mindful of all of you beginning to try to come in and out during that time. It can be kind of a difficult and even dangerous time with the way cars are darting around. So just wanted to make note of that. I believe there's messages either already out or will be coming out in relation to that too. But no Wednesday or Thursday morning Bible studies this week. I wanted to just share with you briefly, we're going to be talking about Vacation Bible School, and I'll be calling my mother-in-law, Miss Diane, up to share about that. But I just wanted to share with you a little bit as a part of my testimony growing up. As many of you know, I didn't grow up going to church. My parents were not believers. The only time that I began to go to church growing up was a handful of times I would go with one of my good friends. His name was Chris. And his family went to church. And so if I ever stayed over at his house on a Saturday night, I would at times go to church with him on Sunday morning. And it was just a handful of times, as I said. There would be a Sunday school classes, I can remember a few of them going in. And at the time, it probably just seemed like I'm just passing through, and there was nothing really much to write home about with that. But a number of years later, as I began to get to my late teens and to 20 years old, the Lord had so graciously brought me to such a breaking point that I hit my knees. And there were passages like Romans 10:13 that told me that whoever would call upon the name of the Lord could be saved. The Lord, all those years ago, began to plant that seed in those very brief, just handful of days that I stepped through those doors, that when I reached that point, that even in spite of me living my life to all those years, that I could cry out to the Lord. I could call upon him. I could be saved. What the Lord began to do through that time as the years have gone on is he's begun to put an urgency in my heart that if there's an opportunity to be in front of someone and to begin to share the word of God, don't take that one day lightly. And I'm so thankful that the Lord so caused in those years that those days with me as a child weren't taken lightly. That the gospel was proclaimed in those days. And those folks I may never see again this side of eternity. But the Lord used that message. At the right time, the Lord began to pierce my heart when I hit my knees many years later. And I think about, and Pastor Josh has mentioned this verse and verse recently, but in Colossians chapter 4, you don't have to turn there, but it tells us in verse 5 to conduct yourself with wisdom towards outsiders, making most of the opportunity. We don't know how the Lord's going to begin to use the opportunities that we have with someone to share the gospel, to share the word of God. And whether it's in a classroom setting, whether it's in a vacation Bible school, whether it's a one-on-one opportunity the Lord gives you, we don't take those lightly. We're not promised this side of eternity. We get another opportunity for that. That may be the one and only time. And if it is a believer, you know, I begin to think of passages like in Hebrews chapter 3. It tells us in verse 13 to encourage one another day after day. Kind of makes me think of VBS as we come in one day and then the next and then the next. As long as it is still called today, I think that's pretty comprehensive, right? And it qualifies for today. So that none of you will be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. So even those that begin to come in that maybe have received Christ, that there's an encouragement, brothers, sisters, don't let your heart be hardened in these things. And to me, we want to take every opportunity that we get. We don't take those times lightly. And so I think it's a part of the reason is the Lord brought me to this church shortly after rescuing me, that one of the very first things that I found myself drawn to was this vacation Bible school. Because we get opportunities with these children coming in, and we might not see them another day. It might be one day they walk through these doors, and their parents may walk through these doors. And we never want to take that for granted. What a blessing and privilege that is. So with that said, I want to bring, Mom, if you want to come up, you've got some exciting news around this. We're getting closer to this time, somewhat. It goes by fast, though, doesn't it?
It does. Okay, may seem like we're starting early, but that's a good thing. I did mention in first service that, you know, last year I had gone in the hospital, and even though we had planned and made a theme and everything, a heavy part of the planning process I had to drop, you know, in Savannah's lap, and she had to take over for the entire thing while I recouped. So it's really not that early to get started. But I do have the dates of our vacation Bible school. It is going to be the full last week of June, which is June 23rd to the 27th. And we actually have in your bulletin, I know Mr. Sonny keeps telling us to keep looking at our bulletin, but there's something called annual events in this little corner. And it tells you the work days. The dates of the work days are going to be Saturdays, May 10th, 10 a.m., and June 6th, 9 a.m. And in the back, we'll have a sign-up sheet. And I wrote on there the work days. I should have printed them on there, but that's really good information to know. So if you didn't write them down, they're going to be on this flyer back there. If you can help before only, or during the week, or maybe even after, please put your name on here and say when you would be available to serve, because we have lots of things you can do at home, and again, we have our work days as well. There is a verse, the theme of the whole week is going to be Jesus's promises give us peace, and in the tumultuous world that we're living in, that's such a great theme to have for our vacation Bible school. I do have a verse for the leaders, so the kids aren't even going to hear this one per se, but it's Romans 15:13. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I've already heard a testimony from First Service about how that verse, the Lord has really been bringing it up in their lives and in their friends' lives, and now reconfirmed with the Vacation Bible School. So very thankful for this opportunity to share with these little ones that God is going to send. And it is for children. A Vacation Bible School is for children. We actually had someone who saw the banner outside and wanted to start coming and said, how could they sign up? And they were adults. And I was like, no, this is for the kids, but you can come and help. So thank you.
Really is a wonderful opportunity the Lord gives us, and to watch the hearts of those children, the softness that we see so often, to receive that message in. And just so thankful for that privilege, aren't you? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for the wonderful honor it is to be able to serve in your house and to proclaim the good news that there's salvation in no one else, but that you would send your Son that we could have eternal life with you. Lord, I can't think of a better message to begin to share with those that walk through these doors. It's the only message worth sharing. And so, Lord, I thank you for knowing just the right time to bring someone to us and the right time to begin to plant a seed and for that seed to be watered. But, Lord, we know you're the one that causes the growth at the right time. And so, Lord, may we treat every opportunity that we have as the precious moment that it is. Lord, we give you thanks and praise for these opportunities to come together as a family and to proclaim your goodness and your salvation. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.